Secret number three, we all have a sweet spot. People are most successful when they are in their sweet spot. Your sweet spot is the intersection where your passion meets your greatest strength. Ken Coleman. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Romans 12, 6 through 8. My friend Alicia owns and operates her own wildly successful salon and boutique in downtown Bellingham, Washington. It is a darling little shop, sleek and stylish and full of sparkle. It is appropriately named Bliss, and simply walking through the door makes you feel a little more glamorous, a little prettier, and just a little more special. Her chic display racks are filled with carefully curated tops and skirts and dresses, each piece individually selected by Alicia's expert eye. Whether she is styling their hair or styling their wardrobe, she has a way of making everyone who walks through her door feel absolutely beautiful and one of a kind. She is not just good at what she does. She is great. Alicia and I have been best friends since the sixth grade. I consider her one of my oldest and dearest friends, and as such, I have had a front row seat to all the time she was underestimated by the people around us. While I did very little actual work in high school, instead skating by on my reputation as an A student, Alicia studied hard. Though she worked more diligently, she was labeled an average student and earned mostly C's. She didn't play sports, wasn't involved in clubs or drama, was never voted into student council, and had no interest in the yearbook or school newspaper. She never really stood out or commanded attention. To many people, she was simply ordinary, nothing special, forgettable. But those people didn't know Alicia like I did. They didn't see her quiet drive and determination. They didn't see how she worked her way through high school, saving enough money to pay for community college and beauty school while everyone else was involved in lots of activities. They didn't see how the personal tragedies in her life, first losing her dad as a child and then her